Okay, good morning, Obaisai. I appreciate Ellen coming on under difficult timing circumstances, but the only thing that we can do is continue learning Torah. So we are going to have a shiur today. It's going to be delayed by a couple of minutes because I have to download the Kleveris. Give me a second. You can turn off the tape for the moment. I'll be right back. Okay, everybody say, can I get a sound check and a audio check here while we're taking care of the aligning the paperwork? So today we're going to do L'Zchus Achenu B'nei Yisrael Neretz Yisrael. I appreciate that Pesach took care of saying Kiddush L'Tolem here. We were late because we said Tolem here also. We're going to do a Tshekava Zach. Chicago means interesting, and that is a kasha, which is, I guess I would call it a shas kasha, which is related to the halacha of Prutah Rabbi Yosef and Hilchos Shomrim. Those of you who learned with us in Eretz Yisrael, Hilchos Shomrim a couple of years ago, this is a chazara. For those who haven't, this is a question of first impression. And the question is the following. If you look in the sugya on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis and Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, if I have a screen share here, there we go. Gemara talks about a halacha called Pruta D'Rabbi Yosef. That's talking about the following mitzvahs. Every shomer aveda, person who finds an aveda, becomes a lechaira, a shomer sachar on the aveda. Why? Because the difference between a Shomer Chin and a Shomer Sachar, as you know, is whether they get paid or not. So a person who picks up a Aveda L'Chaira should be a Shomer Chin. I didn't ask to become a Shomer in this, so why am I a Shomer Sachar? The Gemara says, everybody here who picks up an Aveda, every Shomer Aveda becomes a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because there is a klal called Isik B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, and therefore he is Pater when giving a pruta la'ani, and it's as if he gets schar and shmirasa and becomes a shomer sachar. Other man number holds pruta b'reis of nashchiach, and therefore he doesn't become a shomer sachar. There is kashas in the achronim on this from numerous sides, but our editors chose a brilliant kasha from the Tells the Rosh Yeshiva, the Matzah Gifter. And it turns out this kasha is based on a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Gifta asks the Kasha, L'chaira, every Shem Rechinim who's l'kayim the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim should also be under this same Svara of Prut Rabbi Yosef Hashem Asarcha. Why? Because he is watching his friends Pikadaim Bechinam, and therefore he has the mitzvah of chesed, and therefore it should be Isaac of mitzvah b'shas. He's Isaac neshmirah b'kadin. What does a b'kadin entail? If somebody gives you, because I'll tell you, somebody gives you a b'kadin, a blanket or a piece of clothing. So in those days, maybe even today, it requires something called shituach. You're spreading it out, taking care of the blanket. Therefore, the chayra, this should be have the same question of Prutah Rabbi Yosef, because you're putter to give tzedakah while you're watching your friends bekadoin, and then you are therefore becoming a Shem Sachar. Getting paid by not having to pay your prut to Rabbi Yosef, and therefore even every Shem Rechinam should become a Shem Yisachar their prut to Rabbi Yosef. This is a natural extension of the Gemara's Svara prut to Rabbi Yosef. So this kasha was asked by Rabbi Gifter. We can see it on inside. If you scroll down to it, you'll see it. This is a chiddush of gift and shalti esmo zeis akasha. According to the maskan of the Gemara, the Hashem Rebbe is Hashem Yisachar, because Eisik mitzvah is part of Mena mitzvah, comes out that every Hashem Rechinim is Hashem Yisachar. Why? Because the Hashem Rechinim is kind of mitzvah, the Milz Chasadim. Comes out to Rabbi Yosef, there's three Shemrim. Because there's no such a thing as a Shem Rechinam. Every Shem Rechinam is a Shem Sachar. By the way, that you are being Isaac of Mitzvah because a Shem Sachar is Mekayan Gemilos Chesed. A proverbial case that we used all the time was the case of the person in the airport who was being Shemer, the guy's suitcase. Shem Rechinim is doing you a favor. It's doing you a favor. Why isn't Isaac mitzvah? What's of a mitzvah? So Gift answered the kasha in the following way. Really, if you look in the Rishonim, in Shavuos Daf Mem Dal, which happens to be the daf these days, the Ritva asks this kasha. Taisis Mamatzia brings up Yosef's Maida. I'll go back to the. Okay, here. I see the Ritva. The time of the ice, which is the Miftim Lit and Pridler Anya. Vasna Prishan Diver Yazak and Hamar Kishabani Bashashu Tere Baved of Cholis Mitzabat of Mitzvah. I had the meaning of Lodder Reese Pedro Yazak or Shkiach. Im Timer, the Frek the Ritva the Kasha. Ritva asked this Kasha. I feel a Shemachinim Chayev Lin Naara to take the baguette and to spread it out. Mifta Lit and Pridler Ani. So therefore, we have the same calculation for Rabbi Yosef. Shem Besachar, the Ritva asked this kash already. Answers the Ritva. Shiny Shem Besachar. Well, first, let's see what the language of the Ritva is, and we'll try to explain it. It says, the Shiny Shem Besachar from Hashem Rechinam. The Chiminar Allah, Lava Mitzvah, who well medin Shemirah, says, Shekibala Beferish, Lechash, Lechash, Mitzvah, Paitu, Protlavani. This is the language of the Ritva to make a chilek between Hashem Yisachar and Hashem Echinam. So he says, "Shaina Shein Echinam." He's talking about Shaina Hashem Echinam. Shaina the Shiny Shimer doesn't mean Hashem Yisachar, means Hashem Echinam, of course. When Hashem Echinam is doing the owner of the baguette a favor by spreading it out and being matriach to make sure it doesn't get wrinkled or whatever this thing does, whatever this Havayda does, lav l'mitzvah da, but he's not doing it because he's doing a mechesed. Not a chesed. He's doing it because that's a chelik of Kabbalah Shmira. Shmirah As I state in Ritva. So the kasha, of course, is why not? Why is this a chelik of Kabbalah Shmirah? Pshuta, one could say that the chesed in the Kabbalah Shmirah is inherent in the Kabbalah of the Shmirah, but not in the guf of the kiyum of the Shmirah. A spalt, a chiluk, a slicing of the shomer experience between the Kabbalah of the Shmirah and the not in the guf of the kiyum of the Shmirah, but this is a shverish spalt. Moreover, the Ritva and Bamitzia seems asks the same kasha. And he gives two other terutzim. Let's see this. I'll read it right in the beginning. He says, according to the understanding that really such a case you should be oisik mitzvah, he says, nevertheless, he says, afal pikein, you're a shomer chinam. Why? And not a shomer sachar. He says, no, the two lamedish terutzim. First of all, you were nachis, you agreed to be a shmirah. Only odas to become a shomer chinam. That's what you agreed to do. The guy, let's go back to our airport case. Guy says, "Watch my bag while I go into the bathroom." It's clear you're a shomer chinam. It's clear you're not expecting to get anything in return. So in that case, mechitesa, you should become a shomer sachar. A second teretz, which takes into account the fact that this is a lamaisa shver, the second teretz is that there's some sort of a Tanai Bezdin here. A Tanai Bezdin, that this is Lahachi, he went into it to stay a Shomer Chinam and not become a Shomer Sachar. Here's the Ritva's Kasha. He brings the first Kasha as to why every Shomer Chinam does not become a Shomer Sachar. We did Huta Rabbi Yosef. And he says, in time of Ma'irim, every shamer, why only a Malvin Amashkin, which is the case of the Gemara in Pei Beis and Bamitzia, any type of Mekadon, your to be Menaret, to spread it out, and therefore. You're doing the guy a favor and you should become a Shomer Sachar. Because that's a time that you're being menaret, whereas obviously the Rishonim are looking for a case which requires some time. So when the Mesholach shows up, you should be putter to pay this Mesholach while it's Prutah Rabbi Yosef, under Prutah Rabbi Yosef, while you're spreading it out. Eshleimer, because the whole watching process is not sufficient as to be why you're actually working on it. The guy Shomer, here's the two truths. Kiven, the miyad bailam ba'alei v'chol ikrei linachas el l'shmirah ba'alma. The whole kavanah when he went into the shmirah was because it came through bailam. He kibble stam and he was makabel stam anam sadi. This is a halachic truism anam sadi linachas el l'shmirah chinam. The shmirah process in such a case was so clear. That he didn't intend to become a Shomer Sachar. In my case in the airport, there's no equivalent of Lina'arai. So let's go back to Chazal's case of you get a blanket, you got to spread it out. So, shouldn't come moldy, whatever the husband is. So, when a person gives you a blanket to watch, it's understood that you're watching it, but then Shomer Chinam, you're doing him a favor. But you're not doing it because you are devising a mechanism, a scheme, not to have to pay the mesholach because you're being oisik mitzvah. Even though he didn't specify, didn't say that. Nevertheless, that's the anan sadi, that's umdana when a person takes a blanket, it's kamesh pirish dami. Aveda, which comes to him, shalei das bailam, and did not come to him, Mishum Shmira, The only thing that came to him is Mishum Mitzvah. Chaim b'malvah l'mashkin shalei ba'el Mishum Mitzvah. Anu Aimrim, the Dayt Eli Hashem Yisachar b'Prutah Rabbi Yosef. Inam Yishtnai Beznu Shehashem Yisachar b'Kach. Okay, so this is the two Tirusim that the Ritva gives. Ritva number one, Tirus number one is a non-sadi, that the person intended to remain Hashem Mechinam and not become Hashem Yisachar Cholok to Malvin HaMashkin. Malvin HaMashkin, not going into all the details of that case, there we say that Itaka agreed to become Hashem Yisachar through Prutz Rabbi Yosef. The second Tirus is a Tnai Bezdin that he becomes Hashem Yisachar B'kach. So we have now two Tirusim in the Rishonim. So this kasha is not a chronisha kasha through the our Rashi yeshivas. It's a kasha in the Rishonim. The Rishonim take this kasha seriously, and now we have not one, not two, but three Tirusim in the Ritva. That not sadi, that delacha, nachas. You can say it's two Tirusim maybe, but the language in the Ritva is really three Tirusim. First teretz is that it's only a din in the Kabbalah Shemira, not in the guf of the. It's not in the kiyum of the Shemira. Okay, if you go further, you can see that Rabbi Seinu Achronim say a klal which can be applied to this kasha. There's a bavusta desivis in Siman Ayin Beis. The site is Ayin Beis Sifkat Yutes. He has a big chiddush in Isaac B'mitzvah. Let me read it first, and then we'll see it in the Sivus inside. He says that Isaac B'mitzvah only applies to mitzvah chiyuvis, that a person is mechuyev to do it, not part of the mitzvah. But not every mitzvah that a person is not mukhrach to do, such as the gabbai tzedakah. You don't have to become a gabbai tzedakah. You do so voluntarily. You can't say ich will verna gabbai tzedakah voluntarily, and then I should be patur from all mitzvahs. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way because you're only a isek b'mitzvah if it's mukhrach on you that you should be an isek b'mitzvah. Let's see. Let's see what's inside. And then we'll see how Chaim Meiser takes this see this a little bit further. See this like this. Philemon was mentioned race of near the Gabitzok Leshayachze. Leshayach put a race of Rakmak Mishayach Mitzvah Mitzvah. That's a mutal olam. You have to do this mitzvah. But also kabos chark and bavav hashav zaveda, alpa tzedaka hachiyuv mutal al kol adli tzedaka, elain chiyuv mitzvah say mutal shemon li es gabe tzedaka. Here to by say, as Musa de Gavart, as we can say that everybody has a mechuyev to do the maximum you can, but there's no chiyuv mechuyev to give tzedaka maximum you can, but you're not mechuyev to give. Become a gabe tzedaka. The mayim mitzvah li es gabe tzedaka yisrael mechuyam li es gabayim. Now we discussed Pesach. We discussed that question extensively last El when we learned Tzedakah. We have a whole share in that. Let's leave that for another time. Chazara. Let me see. Hold on a second. This may be the Rav of Kol from Eretz Yisrael. Give me 1 second, please. Okay, so I've not been able to get the Rav yet, so I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen in the next year, but let's go further here. So the obviously everything here just rolls up in the air. Thank you for waiting. So the Gemara says, the Nesiva says here, this Vart, that it's only on those mitzvahs that you're mechuyav to do. So says Rabbi Chaim Meiser, if that's the case, we can use this Yisayid Nesiva to answer the kasha. That every Shomer Chinuch should be a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because the Nesivos is no Pturah of Isaac B'mitzvah. Because according to the Nesivos, you're not Mechuyev to do this. Now, the interesting part is, this Svara is very beautiful. Look here, look at the language here. Ryan Ben Nesivos, on the bottom, if you can yell at the bottom, Shkasel Chadish Putri Yasli Avarak Mitzvah Shemut L'Avosla Kabul. The Dvar of Pashat, like Shaykh Mashal Ismash Mursa, Sayyid Tabish and Prudra Yosef, answered the whole Kasha. Okay, and he says, even Mishvin Nisibis, just to conclude here, take a teretz from the Rabbina. The Rabbina, the Kala Sharav, later in Shalim, says, when the Gemara in Sukkah says, Kaisvei Svarim, Mitzvah, and the Rebbeinu says, "I beside this is a kasha on the Nesivos. No one is mechuyev to become a sefer. A karchas is a Torah Isaac mitzvah, even in a case where you're not mechuyev to do. This is the kasha that the Rebbeinu asks on four Shulchan connected to the Nesivos. So the Sechemet brings." From the Adaris. Adaris was the guy in the mirror of. I don't like to identify him this way, but he's the Shver of Rav Kook. And he says a Chiddush that the Nesivos' Chiddush is Tolui in this Plukta, where we have the Alfusa of Isaac Mitzvah. If we learn the Alfusa, the Gemara in Sukkah, and that Sugya has a Machlekes, where the source, two sources. If we learn from Mishael and Tzafon that Isaac and the in the Kvur of Nodim of or somebody who's Nitla Thomas Mace, then it makes sense to the Nesivos is only when the Mitzvah Chiyuv is a Ptur. And therefore, we learn this Yisoid everywhere. According to the Ma'anam that we learned from Nisei Aron Shel Yosef, there was no Chiyuv to be Nisei Aron Shel Yosef. In the case of a Mace Mitzvah, there's a Chiyuv. In the case of another interview, they had to bury them. But in the case of Nisei Aron Shel Yosef, which is the second area the Gemara learns it from, there's no chiyuv, there was no such obligation, and therefore Rav Dafka that the Nesivos is Yisoid is accurate, and then this Nesivos cannot be used to answer the central kasha that we started with, which is every Shomer Chinuch should be a Shomer Sachar. Ad kan, let's chazer up for a moment. Kash of the Achronim, every Shomer Chinuch should be a Shomer Sachar. Every Baal HaKadosh should be a Shomer Sachar. You're doing a favor from watching the guy's bag, from watching the guy's bedspread. Three terutzim in the Ritva, only in the Kabbalah Shmira, none of the carrying out of the Shmira. Umdana, Tanai Bezdin, and the Kashas of the Achronim that follow the Nesivos' Chiddush, the Isaac Mitzvah is only where you are obligated to do it. When you're not obligated to do it, such not obligated to become a gabbai tzedakah, you're not obligated to be a nice oriental yosef. There's no din of isaac mitzvah to mitzvah, and therefore that would apply to our case of why a shayim be shayim rechina be not a shayim sefer. I count for today. I count for this week. But by the time we gather next week in Mirtz Hashem, and hopefully Klal Yisrael, this war will be over victoriously. And Klal Yisrael will be in a better place. And we should dedicate our learning and our davening with Sus Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Everybody have a good week.